It's Lake Effect from Milwaukee's NPR.
History is happening every day, but the constant news cycle can make it difficult to reflect and learn about the history that influences current events. NPR's Throughline aims to take listeners to the past in order to understand the present through rich storytelling and sound design. Throughline originally launched as a podcast in February of 2019, but starting tomorrow, you can hear the show on radio. Ahead of that radio launch, Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski spoke with Throughline co-hosts Brund Abdelfatah and Ramtin Arablouei.
So neither of you are historians, but why do you consider it a strength for your show Throughline?
Well, that's right. That's true. Neither of us are historians. And I think the reason why that's a strength for our show is that, our goal is to really take the place of the listener and go on a, we have questions just like our listeners do. And what we do is apply those questions and go on a journey of discovery. We essentially investigate like a reporter would investigate any other story. And our goal is to bring the listeners along with us on that journey. So we're essentially taking their place. And I think that's ultimately a strength for the show because it's much more relatable. It's not that we've studied these issues for years. It's that we've gone on this journey and we want you to come with us. And along the way, we hear from people who have studied these issues for many years. And so I think it's a bit of translational work that's a lot of fun to do. And I think that joy comes across in the episodes.
Now, you both have worked on helping to launch some of NPR's bigger podcasts, and both of you worked on How I Built This. What did you learn from those experiences that you found most valuable in creating your own show?
Well, I think we learned a lot working on all of those shows. You almost don't realize it as you're picking up different things from all these talented people that we got to work with. We were like sponges, just absorbing as much as we could. When I got to NPR, podcasting was very different from what it is today. It's really kind of seen a boom after things like Serial came out. And it's been exciting to see that, the podcast space becomes sort of overlapping with the radio space, right? And a lot of what started out as podcasts that I worked on now live on the radio. And so, I got to work on shows like Code Switch and the Politics Podcast and Invisibilia and How I Built This, of course, and TED Radio Hour and all of these shows, which have different approaches to storytelling and to interviewing and to just thinking about, topics, really helped us to develop our chops, one as producers, but also just as kind of thinkers and journalists. And I'm really grateful to kind of every one of those experiences, because I think it's a lesson that there's not one way to do things. There's often many different ways. And the more that you can kind of embrace the possibilities of how to tell stories and how to kind of shape narratives, I think the stronger the storytelling becomes.
Yeah, working with Guy on How I Built This, I think was a learning experience in terms of the business of podcasting, how podcasts are marketed, how they're put together, and then learning from him in terms of the example of, being a host in that leadership role. Both of us were producers, and so that was a transition. And so I think working on the shows really gave us a sense of how to start something, how to try to make it successful and to reach audiences, and to do that in an efficient way and have fun doing it. And I think we really learned that from our time working with amazing editors and, hosts like Guy and mm-hmm. other producers.
Part of having fun, not just in making a podcast, but having to listen to a podcast, is the narrative elements, the musical elements, everything that makes it a story and kind of a documentary style show, which Throughline is. And Ramtin, you have a background in music. And so have you found the creative experience of immersing yourself in podcasts, radio, and sound design? Has that been also a different way to work your brain?
Yes, absolutely. I didn't start in journalism. As you said, I started as a composer. So the more difficult transition for me has been working that other part of my brain. But in terms of the musical artistic side, it's been so much fun working with the limitations of audio. Audio has the limitations in that there's no visual, but that limitation also presents an opportunity to use music and sound design and all the skills that I learned in my previous life to try to create visual radio or things that bring up images in your mind. So in a sense, it's been like a really fun open canvas to play. And I've had so much fun doing that and learning from Rund and sharing the things I've learned with her. And so that process of just like sharing and learning and growing has been so much fun and has completely taken me in a new direction in terms of art in my life.
Throughline is about the history behind the headlines. And we all know, especially working in NPR in some way, that the news cycle is constant and moves so quickly that there isn't much time for introspection. So how do you both decide what topics you're going to dive into? Rund, we'll start with you.
It's a great question. And it's a question we're constantly asking ourselves. You know, how immediate do we need to respond? Like, what do we kind of like interrupt our planned production schedule to kind of meet the moment and respond in a timely way? That's a really hard question because you're right. It's nonstop. And it's incredibly important at the same time. And so, you know, we're always trying to balance it. We're always having these conversations among ourselves on the team, thinking about what are we ourselves feeling? Like, do we feel like we ourselves would want something that, for example, in the aftermath of the George Floyd killing, as all of these, you know, there were all these kind of takes happening and people kind of talking about the story, but not talking about the story, if that makes sense, not talking about the deeper story, the deeper context. And we ourselves on the team were like, this is something that we wish we had more of a deep context and understanding of. And so, you know, in that moment, we were like, we need to understand the history of policing going back 200 years. You know, we need to provide that context for our listeners. And so we did. And you know, there are definitely, I think, times when we kind of drop everything and respond. And then there are times when we give ourselves breathing room to really digest what's happening, get a better understanding, do more research, talk to more people. And you know, because that's so much of what we see as what we're doing is, you know, we're kind of trying to help people better understand the world today, right? And sometimes that takes a little bit of time, a little bit of distance, even though it feels like every single day we're creating a new piece of history.
Right. And, you know, we all have our own biases in how we view and ingest events, both current and historical. So how do you tackle the big factor of preconceived notions, both as hosts and for listeners that the show is for?
We try to do things that challenge our own assumptions. One thing we always try to challenge, not just our own assumptions as hosts, but the entire team, is to constantly grapple with what history means and how it changes the way we view our present. So this is an ongoing, as Rund said, challenge for the team to kind of digest it in that way. But we really don't do episodes unless it challenges us in some way. If it's just confirming the biases that folks on the team might already have, then it's really not that fun to work on. The fun comes in the surprise and the novelty of finding out something that makes you think differently about the world you live in today. So really, that is the focus of our show, and that is what we're trying to provide listeners. So if we're not willing to challenge ourselves, we're not going to be able to challenge our listeners. And it's an ongoing challenge, but it's one we try to tackle every single day.
I think history has kind of a bad rap of being the most boring class for a lot of people. So, you know, people's experience with history or learning it is kind of varied. So what would you say to a reticent listener who thinks that they don't enjoy history? And what are your hopes for the program as it transitions over to radio?
I would say, one, don't think of it as a history show. I think it's limiting, honestly, to think of it in that way, because it's so much more than that. That's feedback that we've gotten so often from people, is that they actually hate history, or they thought they hated history, but they love the show. And I think it's because it centers storytelling first and foremost. So these are really compelling stories. They're told, I think, in a very innovative way. We really try, as you mentioned, through music, sound design, archival tape, and kind of production to bring the stories to life. And if you're confused about the world, as I think many of us are, this is a podcast that will help you, I think, make a little more sense of what's going on. And that, I think, is valuable to anyone nowadays.
We know that ultimately people are coming to learn, but they're also coming to have an experience when they turn on the show. And so our hope is that as we transition into radio, the immersive, experience-focused elements of our show, as Rund said, we're a narrative-focused show, make people who otherwise may not be interested in history suddenly go on their own journeys into Wikipedia wormholes to understand better the what's going on in the world today. We really want to transfer that energy and that feeling we have to the listener. And we hope the radio is a new place where we can reach people and people can just accidentally happen upon this kind of weird history show that focuses on narratives. And our goal is to really provide that kind of moment for more and more people.
Well, Rund and Ramtin, thank you both so much for joining me to talk about Throughline, and congratulations on the transition to radio.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Rund Abdel Fattah and Ramtin Arablouei are the co-hosts of Throughline. The podcast is now making the transition to radio. You can hear it right here on WUWM, Fridays at 10 a.m. starting tomorrow. Abdel Fattah and Arablouei spoke with Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski.
You can hear more interviews like this one by visiting the Lake Effect page at wuwm.com.